thought on my heart today the Lord has given is sowing and reaping. We want to think about sowing as the deeds that we do, the words that we say, how we carry ourselves in this life, and the effect that it's going to have on our eternity. This is the gist of what we want to think about today. I want us to start with Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8.
Not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Reap life everlasting.
Yes. So you see that what we sow, we shall reap. And we need to think of sowing. A lot of time when you say sowing, you're talking about sowing seeds. And the seeds that we sow are the things that we do. Sometimes I believe that we just go through life and we don't really stop and maybe think about what we're saying and how God's looking at what we're saying, or not just what we say, but what we do, how we deal with other people. All of this is involved in sowing. And so we need to be careful how we sow and what we sow, because it's going to come back to us. We're going to reap what we sow. If we sow good seeds, we'll reap good seeds. If we sow bad seeds, we're going to reap that too. And God is paying attention to everything that we do, everything we say, our purpose. Sometimes you may say, it seem like the right words, but you have the wrong motive, the wrong attitude. God sees all of that. So if we sow those seeds, we're going to reap whatever we sow. Proverbs 22 and 8.
Proverbs 22 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail.
Iniquity is sin. So if we sow iniquity, unrighteous deed, we're going to reap vanity. We're not going to reap any good seed. Vanity is empty. It's void. It's void of the things that, the necessary things that we need. So we don't want to waste seeds. You know, sometimes somebody loves to plant. She loves to grow things. And she has some seeds that she planted out there, and they grew. When we came back from Honduras, she went out there, looked at her garden, and she had lots of tomatoes, little, I guess, cherry tomatoes. Anyway, she had quite a few of those. Then one time she had cantaloupe. But then she had a watermelon that really didn't do very good. It just was stunted. I don't know why. It started out, looked like it was going to be something really good. Some of these seeds, you know, that they can just be wasted. Vanity. You're sowing it, but it's not going to profit you or anybody else. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to sow iniquity because it's going to be, it's not going to bring any good fruit. You know, the purpose of sowing is so you can get good fruit. You want to get something out of what you sow. And so we need to be careful because our lives are like that. We don't want our lives to be empty. At the end of the life we live, we don't want it where people don't even have, they don't know what to say about us because we just sowed wild seeds. We want to have something that someone, that could be a legacy for someone. So we want to sow good seeds. Hosea 10, 12 to 13. For sure, what we sow, we're going to reap. If I sow some good seeds, I'm going to reap it. If I sow some bad ones, I'm going to reap that too. It said, and the most serious sowing and reaping is that that will affect our eternity. We can't just sow seeds and think nothing is going to happen. It's going to cause something. It's either going to come up empty like we're saying, or it's going to be profitable for our eternity. And we want our seeds to profit. What good is sowing if it's no profit? We want it to profit in eternity. Hosea 10, 12, and 13.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness. Ye have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men.
That's a sad state, isn't it? It says, so in right, what was that first verse?
Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy.
That's what, just there. Sow in righteousness. Let's make everything we do count for God. You know, we wasted time. People waste time. Life is short. But the little time, whatever time we have now, let's sow it for God. Let's put our heart in it for God. Let's sow seeds for God. Past time of sowing wild seeds should be put in the past. And now, to this day, starting today, let's make sure of our steps, that each step counts. And each seed that we sow count for God. Because that's what's going to matter in the judgment. Our lives is short. We don't have a lot of time. We don't know what lies ahead, young and old. But we do know that eternity lies ahead of us. And what we do for God is what's going to count. And so, let's be careful. Be careful of our words. That our words are mean something, that they help, that they edify, that they are a blessing to someone. Let's stop and think what we're doing, what we're saying, and make sure it's good seeds. If we sow in iniquity, we're going to reap a harvest that is not good. You see, when you go there, I can imagine what you felt like, somebody, when you saw that stunted watermelon. That didn't really feel good because you sowed it. You expected something out of it. And the same, we want to sow these good seeds so that God can, do you know God is looking on? He wants to see some good fruit out of us. Remember that scripture where he went to the fig tree looking for fruit, and there was no fruit on it, and he cursed the tree and it withered up. He is not pleased when we sow bad seeds. Sow bad seeds of unkind words. Sow bad seeds of anger and wrath and iniquity. We don't want that. We want to sow good seeds. And when we're tempted to do the wrong thing, to sow the wrong seeds, let's resist that and do what God would have us to do. I want us to go and think about life. It's so serious. You know, I've lived a kind of serious life all my life. I remember my sister telling me, she said, Doris, this was my oldest sister. She said, other words, you've been serious all your life, even your play. When I was playing, it was serious. And that's the way I believe God wants us to be, serious about life. Let's look at this song, 393. It says, if we shall scatter tares in the fallow, how can we hope that they should not grow? Tares, those are not profitable seeds. It's like weeds, something that's no value. We cannot gather wheat for the garner, if only useless weeds we shall sow. So if we're sowing weeds, no need of thinking we're going to get something good out of that. Should we be sowing briars and thistles? You know what? Briars and thistles are those sticky things. They don't seem to have, I don't know, God put them here. It must be for some value, but it's sure not for us picking and getting some good for ourselves. It just hurts. One scripture says, if you bite and devour one another, what did it say? Do you remember that? Other words, fighting with your words, biting and carrying on. We don't want to have that. We want to have good seeds. That's kind of like the briars and the thistles. So it said, where would the grain and the flowers find room? If you filling up your life with all these things, where are the good things going to find room? If we're sowing hatred and malice, we cannot pluck affection, sweet bloom. We cannot expect to get back good things. You know, sometimes you think about parents. If they show their children love and they treat them with love, then you can expect love back. But if you treat and the child, all she sees or he sees is arguing and fighting and carrying on, then you can't expect them to know any better or live any better. It says, we cannot pluck affection, sweet bloom. Let's go on to the next verse, 3. As is the sowing, so is the reaping. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap, whether it's good or bad. Sinner, the seed you carelessly cast. Sometimes I think people don't realize what the depths of what they're doing, and they kind of carelessly casting bad seeds around, bringing a harvest of bitter with anguish. Sure will thy reaping be at the last. If we sow these bad seeds, we are going to reap bad seeds. And we're not going to be very happy about it. Here are the seeds we need to sow. So, gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness. Yields a rich fruit. It's just like that. All those nice tomatoes that somebody had. That's what it's like, having some good fruit that's going to come back. Sowing in meekness. Meekness is humility. willing to let other people have things, not just I gotta have it my way. In that scripture, it said something about having it your way. You serve you. That's what you sow. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth eternal blessings and peace. So the song, the chorus says, soon you shall gather what you have scattered. Unto your life give diligent heed. What we're sowing surely is growing. That which we reap shall never shall be as the seed. So we sowing good, kind words and good deeds, we're going to reap some real good blessings from the Lord. And so I want to go to Hosea now, 8:7. Because not only when you sow, somebody, when you put one seed in the ground, do you expect one tomato? No, you're expecting more than one. And that's what happens when we sow seeds. We may sow like a little bit. I say this, for example. I say I'm just not kind to somebody. I'm just not kind. I'm bitter and mean. You think I'm going to get one little bitter and mean reaping? No, it's going to multiply. What the law of reaping and sowing and reaping is that you usually reap more than you sow. You might sow a little bit of unkindness, but you will reap a lot of unkindness back. We must sow good seeds. And when we do, we're going to reap abundantly. But the opposite works too. If we sow bad seeds, we're going to reap abundantly bad seeds. Sometimes people don't understand. They might think, why is this happening to me? But if they stop and think, sometime in the past, they did some things that brought these things on them. Sometimes people have, in their later years, they might have cancer of the throat, for instance. Why? Because you spent your life smoking and it created that problem. You reaping what you sow. And it could be other things. Pancreatic cancers a lot of time has to do with people that drink. They spend their life drinking and stuff. Mess up their pancreas. Then they end up with pancreatic cancer. Everybody that has cancer is not reaping something that they sow. So I'm telling you this right now. But some people are. They have done things that created this problem. My stepdaughter, she died at 45. She had lung cancer. She was not a person to smoke. We cannot figure out why exactly that she had it, except for one thing. She was conscientious about cleaning, and she would have all of these chemicals and clean real well, but we feel like that she didn't ventilate the room enough and inhaled too many chemicals over time. That's the only thing we could figure out. But what I'm saying is sometimes things happen to us and we wonder why it happened. And then if you stop and think, you can look way down the road, something maybe you did, maybe you caused. Did you get Hosea?
8:7.
Mm-hmm.
For they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the stranger shall swallow it up.
They sow the wind, but they reap the whirlwind. The wind is not as strong or as powerful as the whirlwind. You sow a little bit of seed that maybe was, you know, seemed like no harm in this, but you're going to reap the whirlwind. It can grow and be monstrous, and we don't want to do that. So that's why we need to be careful of what we do and what we say. If we want to have a good harvest, then we have to have good seeds. So we want to be careful. Let's go now to Psalms 126, 5 and 6. God is paying attention to what we're doing, and there will be a recompense, a reward. And we want to make sure that what we do will please him, because if we just go on in our ways, just headlong, we're going to have to pay. We cannot escape.
They that sow in tears shall reap it in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
See, that's what we want to do. We want to sow good seed that's going to reap good harvest. Maybe I might be in tears, but God is going to bring joy out of it. And he's going to, maybe we go out, we're going to be able to bring some good seeds. We'll be able to have some blessings in this life and in the life to come. See, we want to think of eternity, but we also, God will recompense to us good things in this life if we sow good seeds. We have to deny ourselves to do that, because sometimes the temptation is, I got to have it my way. Or the temptation may be to do iniquity. Or the temptation may be to retaliate. Or the temptation may be to say an unkind word, because I don't like certain things. But let's resist the devil and sow the good seed. When we have the temptation to lash out at somebody or show up, whatever, we can resist that. And we can ask the Lord to help us and sow some good seed. One scripture said, a soft answer turns away wrath. Sometimes the situation may be everybody's all worked up and everything. Sow some good seeds right there. And one scripture said that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's have some good seeds that will show the beauty of God in our lives. If we spend our seeds in the services of God, we're going to be blessed that way as well. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 9:10.
Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
You know, we can minister good seeds to people around us. And God is going to multiply it, and he's going to bless us, and it's going to come back to us. Those good things will come back to us. Sometimes, you know, when we're healthy and we're able to do for ourselves, you know, what kind of seeds are we planting then? But then, you know, there comes a time then I'm not so healthy and I'm not able to do for myself. So those seeds, good seeds that I've sown, will come back to me. And yet, if I don't sow good seeds, then the other seeds will come as well. So the reaping will not be good. But God wants us to be sowing seeds. It's like giving bread to someone that's hungry. Let's find something on a daily basis to sow a good seed here and there. Maybe say a kind word to someone. Maybe give a tract. Maybe somebody feeling down and we just have a cheerful word and lift their spirit. So let's go to Mark 10:29-30.
Mark 10:29, and Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say to you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life."
So what I get out of this is you're sowing good seeds. You're sowing good seeds for the Lord. You're doing things for God. Maybe you have to deny some things that you would ordinarily have to do things for the Lord. I honestly believe in this scripture. Jesus is not wanting husbands or wives to leave their husband and wife for the gospel. But sometimes it may be a situation till your husband would, for instance, say you have an unsaved husband and you're saved. And he says, "Look, I want you to go to the bar with me." And you say, "No, I can't do that because I'm saved." So then, in a sense, that's kind of like leaving him. It's not getting up and physically leaving him. But for the gospel's sake and for his sake, I cannot do this. One scripture, they were telling Jesus, "Your mom's out here." In other words, I think he was teaching or something, and your mom and your brothers out here. He said, "Who is my mom and my brother and my sister?" In other words, those that live for God, they are my mother and my brother and my sister. So if we have to make a sacrifice, something that our parents, our children, don't like, for instance, you have an unsaved child and the child wants you to do something that you say, "No, I can't do this. This would not please the Lord." The child might be upset with you. I'm talking about a grown child. But whatever you lose in this life, they might not like you because of it. Some of them may not like you because they think you ought to do certain things. You ought to wear, dress certain ways or whatever. But if you lose along that line, you're going to win in this time world and in the world to come. So I use this scripture literally. And I feel like I say, I'm claiming my hundredfold when it comes to children, And so I got all these adopted children and families that I've adopted. And, they're dear to my heart and everything. But I said, I may not have all that I want in this life, but I know that I can claim the scripture for my hundredfold of children. So every once in a while I say, "Well, Johnny, you got another brother." And they just laugh and they that's mama. I say, my heart is so big, I have to do something. I have to push it out. I can't just keep it in. So that's what he wants us to do. Everybody don't have to do it the way I am doing it, but whatever sacrifice we make, whether it pleases our family or not, God will give us in this time world and in the world to come eternal life. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. So see, let's not be discouraged. Let's sow good seeds. Let's sow good seeds of love and joy. Love on people. Let's love everybody. When we go, wherever we go, let's have some love to give. Those are good seeds that we give. And let's do all we can for God's work. Let's not get tired. Let's do all we can while we have the strength and ability to do it.
1 Corinthians 15, chapter 58, verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
See, we're sowing seeds. We're bound in the work of the Lord. Let's always do that. Let's have a mind to spend ourselves, our time, our talents, our strength, everything we have for God's work. And know that it's not in vain. It is not in vain. Make the sacrifice. Sometimes we have to make a sacrifice to do it. It's not always going to work. Just easy. All right, now we want to look at the effects of what we do in eternity. Let's go to Matthew 12 and 36.
Matthew 12 and 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
Every idle word. So let's let our words count for God. We're going to give an account in the judgment. Let's not have words that tear people down and make them feel bad. Let's have words that lift them up and give them hope. Every idle word that we speak, I know we speak a lot of words, but we're going to have to give account of every idle word. So we need to be careful. That shows how careful we need to be with our words. Matthew 25. We're going to do quite a bit of reading in this chapter. This is the last scripture, but I want us to think of how God looks at what we do. I was thinking about the rich man and Lazarus. The Bible doesn't tell us that he did a whole lot of wicked things. He might have, but what it does tell us that Lazarus laid at his feet gate, desiring to be fed from the crumbs that fell, and it seems like he didn't give it to him. And so his neglect of Lazarus was no doubt the cause of him being in hell. It might have been other things too, but we know that. We are responsible for what we do to others and for others. And when we read this scripture, it'll help us to see all different ways that we can serve other people and sow good seeds by doing it. If we don't, we're not gonna reap good in the judgment. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
For I was hungry, and he gave me meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink.
Slow down just a little bit, Sarah. Just read it just a little slower.
I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink?
Okay, stop just a minute. Here he says, come ye blessed of my Father. And he said, I was hungry. Think about it. Remember when I was telling you about the rich man and Lazarus? He was hungry, but no one gave to him. The rich man didn't, from what the scripture implies. And then it said, I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Other words, you're sowing good seeds. You're doing things for people. Think of the Good Samaritan. Don't you know in the judgment, those people that the Levi and the priest, they're going to be responsible. They saw that man there, laying there, and did not try to even help him. Sometimes we might think, somebody else will probably do it. That almost happened to me today. And the Lord just brought that. I was turning there. You know where you go off of 177? Onto 62, when we were turning, and a man was standing out there. I saw him, but I didn't know what his problem was. So Samaya, once I turned, she said he was out of gas. Well, I don't think I had quite turned yet. And I first thought, well, somebody will probably give him gas. That was my first thought. And she said that, and then as I was driving, I decided to stop by the Dollar General. And before I thought, you know what, I need to give this man some gas money. And I was thinking, and the Lord brought this scripture back to me. You know, thinking of somebody else might do it is not going to help in the judgment. If I know that somebody is in need and I just act like it's nothing, I'm going to be responsible. I'm not sowing the seeds that I should sow. So then, of course, somebody said, I have 2 fives, and we went and gave him that for gas. So read on though, Sarah, the second part of it, 36. Oh no. They said, when saw we thee?
When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Keep going.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
You see, no doubt these people that were on the left, if they had actually seen Jesus standing there or in these things, they probably would have been so glad to do it. But we have each other and we have other people. And how we sow seeds to them is going to matter. It's just like sowing good seeds for the Lord. It's like doing it unto the Lord. So we want to encourage each one of us to do good deeds, whether it be our words or our deeds, because it's going to matter in eternity. Pray for me.